time now for How You Built That. And today we're updating a story from 2017 about Gamer's Gift. It's a nonprofit co-founded by Dylan Hill when he was a student at UC Davis.
Yeah, so our biggest thing right now is bringing virtual reality, the headsets, to children's hospitals, assisted living facilities, and people with disabilities.
And this idea goes all the way back to the fifth grade, when Dylan's best friend, Chris, was diagnosed with cancer and had to spend months in the hospital.
I would visit him every single day, and what I saw was my friend was no longer the kid that I knew. And my solution was to bring the video games, because I knew that those would make him smile.
Chris eventually did get better, and he and Dylan stayed friends.
And that experience always stuck with me, and I remember looking back on it as, wow, those video games really helped us.
So anyway, fast forward to senior year in high school, and Dylan is now doing volunteer work in his spare time. But he's not all that happy with it.
I volunteered at a food shelter, and instead of spending time with the homeless, I was in the back packing bags. And obviously all these things, they help, but it just wasn't rewarding.
And Dylan kept thinking about the video games. Maybe there was some way he could use them to help people. So one day, he and Chris were doing a little random Googling, and Dylan said, hey, I wonder what it would take to start our own charity.
And we Googled how to start a nonprofit, and we saw, wow, this is simplified into 6 steps. First, make an LLC, and then get in touch with the franchise tax board.
Actually, some of this stuff does not sound so simple, but eventually Dylan got his mom to guarantee a bank account for their nonprofit, and they became a 501c3.
I think we probably Googled every single line on the tax paperwork, because we had no idea what a lot of it meant, but I mean, we have the internet, you know, we can figure out anything.
And so after they got it sorted out, Dylan and Chris started to raise money to buy video games and VR headsets. First, they sold baked goods door to door, then they got some donations through an online service, then they were starting to visit hospitals and other places in California, sharing VR and games with children and adults.
So for example, there was this man, Dominic, who's living with cerebral palsy, and he's always wanted to drive a race car. Now, he's only able to communicate by moving his head up or down, but we can put a headset on him and we can push his wheelchair around his living room and we can emulate him driving a Formula One race car.
That's Dylan Hill, who co-founded Gamer's Gift along with his friend Chris Betancourt. Now, a lot has happened since we first brought you that story. Chris's leukemia returned in October of 2017, and his prognosis was not good. So Chris came up with a bucket list, things he wanted to do before he died. And Dylan wanted to help. On that list, beat a world record. Chris and Dylan wanted to register the most bone marrow donors in one day. The world record was 2,976. So Chris and Dylan launched a social media campaign, and they got 3,715 people to register. And they got something else, something they didn't really expect. A match for Chris. 2 months later, Chris had a bone marrow transplant. And today, he's cancer-free. If you want to find out more about Gamer's Gift, check out our Facebook page. And to hear previous episodes, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org.